Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And obviously last week we had the national budget presented by the Minister of Finance. We put out a podcast after that. We also put a write-up on the website. So I'm not going to go through that in any meaningful detail. The Stats SA released South Africa's inflation data for the month of April. It might be useful to review some of those components, particularly since the Reserve Bank meets on Thursday and we're hoping that they decide to cut interest rates by 25 basis points. Internationally, the focus remains on the US. I think within that, the attention is really on the tax bill that President Trump is trying to get approved through Congress. He's had the first part of it approved by the U.S. House of Representatives, and it now moves to the Senate for further approval. If you break down that, it has got a huge number of components, most of which are designed to provide a tax stimulus to the U.S. economy that would unfold over the next year and obviously provide a significant boost to U.S. economic growth. So I think it'd be useful to touch on some of those components, although we can't obviously analyze that in significant detail. There's just too many aspects to it to deal with it effectively within the podcast. We will deal with components as we go through over the next couple of weeks. Mentioned in the introduction, Stats SA released South Africa's inflation data for the month of April last week, and I think it's fair to say that overall, South Africa's inflation rate remains well under control. At a headline level, the number sits at 2.8%. At a core level, it's a little bit more elevated at 3%, but you would say that 2.83% suggests inflation is fairly subdued within the South African context. Now, part of that is because we are importing deflation from China. If we look at clothing, footwear, household appliances, sporting goods, all of those categories of inflation remain very subdued. In fact, some of them are in outright deflation. That doesn't mean that we've got the whole basket under control. There clearly are elements of administered prices that remain above 10%. In particular, medical aid inflation sits at, I think, 10.4%. If we look at electricity inflation, that's also elevated. So it's not as if we can be entirely comfortable with our inflation outcome, but I think for the last few months, we've done well to keep inflation fairly subdued. That's important because the Reserve Bank decides on interest rates later this week, and the hope is they will consider a cut of 25 basis points. I think that cutting interest rates is justified not just in terms of what inflation has done, but also the fact that South Africa's growth rate remains incredibly subdued. If you go back and look at the national budget, the Minister of Finance revised down the growth expectation for South Africa for this year from 1.9% to 1.4%. And even the 1.4%, I think, is on the optimistic side. Many private sector economists now have their growth rate closer to 1%. And if we consider weak economic growth, a rand that is holding on at a reasonable level, and the fact that inflation is subdued, all of that would suggest there's scope to cut interest rates. That wouldn't suggest that we need to cut interest rates dramatically. I think that would raise concerns about potential rand weakness, and in a global environment that remains very uncertain, you don't want to put the rand at risk through undue cuts in interest rates. But I think it would be justified for the Reserve Bank to consider at least a 25 basis point cut in rates, and I think that would provide a welcome stimulus to the South African economy into the second half of the year. So I think that meeting is fairly divided in terms of the opinion from economists as to what the outcome would be. But on balance, we think there's an opportunity for the Reserve Bank to reduce rates. I think we need to just highlight that in the second half of this year, as I said, inflation will drift higher and get closer to 4.5%. But I think beyond that, our expectation is that inflation can hold on to a 4.5% outcome. I don't think it means that because inflation drifts higher that we automatically go to a level back at 6% or something similar. So I think the Reserve Bank has done well to anchor inflation at least at 4.5%. And while they have got a desire to lower South Africa's inflation target and possibly get inflation down to a more persistent 3%, I think we've got to acknowledge that the progress being made has been good. And I don't think this is quite the environment where the Reserve Bank should be trying to sustain high real interest rates for an extended period in order to achieve that 3% outcome. I think it's more important that we find a way to lift South Africa's growth beyond the mere 1%. Otherwise, we're going to find the fiscal environment and many other social dynamics continuing to deteriorate. The second topic that I think is worthwhile discussing is the tax bill that President Trump is trying to get approved through US Congress. It effectively represents a significant fiscal stimulus to the US economy that the Trump administration hopes will lift US economic growth during the course of next year. Part of the argument for the tax bill is that it will allow the US government to offset the negative effect of the higher import tariffs. So the Trump administration acknowledges that by increasing import duties, that will effectively drain money away from the household sector back towards government. And that if they don't provide some sort of offset, then effectively the US economy will slow considerably. So the tax measures are being put in place to provide an additional stimulus. If you look at the extent of the tax breaks, it's going to provide more than a little bit of a stimulus. In fact, it at this stage would boost the US economy very substantially. The negative is that it will also worsen the debt situation. In other words, if you look at what this will do to the fiscal balance, if you look at what it will do to the total level of debt, there's no doubt that the fiscal dynamics will deteriorate and deteriorate quite considerably over the coming years. Yet the Trump administration still wants to go ahead with this. And I think it's all about trying to lift economic growth. Now, part of those tax measures are simply to extend the tax breaks that are set to expire at the end of this year. But the tax initiatives go way beyond that by providing an additional stimulus mostly focused on the household sector. The hope is that that tax stimulus will then result in increased consumer spending, which then buoys the economy over the coming months and certainly during the course of 2026. Now, the negative of this is that I think it's going to concern the US bond market. Already we've seen the bond market react to the approval of the bill by the US House of Representatives. And I think increasingly the financial market understands that instead of trying to rein in the government debt and instead of trying to be disciplined from a fiscal perspective, this bill in its current format is going to exacerbate all of the fiscal fears that have been building up in the US economy. And so the bond market reacted negatively to the approval by the House of Representatives. I think we also got to acknowledge that the Trump administration is not really intent on controlling the overall debt level. That doesn't mean that the Republican Party in its entirety is comfortable with this. There's an element of the Republican Party that certainly doesn't want to see the government balances deteriorate. But I think the Trump administration has broadly enough support to get this bill passed ultimately through Congress, and that we are going to see a fiscal stimulus. The other potential negative of this is that the US is effectively going to be providing the stimulus at exactly the same time that the tariffs are pushing prices higher. Now, the hope is that by increasing the import tariffs, it simply represents a once-off price shock and that it doesn't become an entrenched uplift in US inflation. However, if you are providing a significant tax stimulus at the same time that people are increasing prices because of tariffs, then there's always the risk that those price increases become more extensive and they take hold over a period of time, and before you know it, you've got an entrenched higher level of inflation. So there are some significant risks with the policy approach the Trump administration's embarking on, and I think we've seen some of that play out in the market. Certainly the equity market somewhat subdued this year relative to expectations at the beginning of the year. And equally, the bond market has sold off on fears that you could see further credit rating downgrades for the US and certainly a deterioration in the fiscal balances. So it's something we're going to unpack more fully over the coming weeks. There are many components to the tax bill, some of which I think are going to be worthwhile to highlight and to focus in on. But for the moment, I think we just need to be aware that this is an important initiative that could change the dynamics in terms of US economic growth, but also change the dynamics around particularly the bond market and the debt trajectory of the US government. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.